Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The number of Wyoming residents falling ill with COVID-19 continues to climb, with 247 new cases reported across the state yesterday. The number of people hospitalized has eased somewhat, with 76 individuals currently in hospital beds. That's down from last week's count of 84. Many Wyoming residents say they will not seek a vaccination shot, despite repeated pleas from health and elected officials, including former President Donald Trump. The shot is free and available from any local state health office, and it is being offered to anyone over the age of 16. KPOW urges anyone with questions about the COVID-19 vaccination to talk it over with a trusted health professional. Wyoming continues to suffer under heavy smoke conditions as wildfires in the western United States continue to burn. The hazy conditions are affecting nearly every part of the state and have become thick enough to prompt health officials to issue air quality advisories. According to the National Weather Service in Riverton, areas impacted include all or parts of Park, Teton, Lincoln, Bighorn, Washakie, Hot Springs, Fremont, Sheridan, Johnson, Campbell, and Natrona counties. The advisory reads, the Wyoming Department of Health recommends that the elderly, young children, and individuals with respiratory problems avoid excessive physical exertion and minimize outdoor activities at this time. Wildfire smoke is made up of a variety of pollutants, including particulate matter and ozone, which can cause respiratory health effects. They go on to say that even individuals without pre-existing conditions could be affected by the smoke.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Wyoming lawmakers rejected a proposal Wednesday by State Representative Chuck Gray, a Republican of Casper, to give the Wyoming legislature the power to audit elections. Gray, who is running for Congress against incumbent U.S. Representative Liz Cheney in next year's Republican primary, has made election integrity a centerpiece of his campaign. Gray has also touted his visits to the site of an election audit in Arizona, inspired by former President Donald Trump's unproven claims that the 2020 election was stolen from him. Gray's proposal, which failed by a raised hand vote of 8-2, proposed bringing the Wyoming Department of Audit, which primarily handles financial and government performance audits, under the umbrella of the legislative branch. He also proposed authorizing it to audit elections, a job that is currently handled by county clerks. Gray did not elaborate on the problems he saw with national elections during the meeting. He also claimed the audit program could be established without increased cost to taxpayers, which some lawmakers disputed. Election fraud is exceedingly rare in Wyoming, according to the Heritage Foundation, with just 3 reported instances since 2000, none of which affected election outcomes. A Powell man is in deep trouble after being accused of felony child abuse. 38-year-old Rudy DeHaan is accused of throwing an 8-year-old child against the wall and lifting him by his ears. Doctors at Powell Valley Healthcare found clear signs of abuse on the child, including bruises and scratches on his forehead and ligature marks on his neck
consistent with his story. The child and his four siblings, who were all home when the alleged attack occurred, have all pointed the finger at DeHaan. He admitted to striking the child in the face, saying he hit the boy when he became defiant about being asked to clean his room. DeHaan did not admit to any of the accusations involving grabbing of the throat or ears. He does have a history of run-ins with the law, with past convictions including breach of peace and unlawful contact without bodily injury twice, four driving under the influence citations, two felony larceny charges, and a charge for aggravated robbery. He remains in the Park County Detention Center on a $10,000 bail. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.